the duet, and I have to say I'm on my own, so I must apologise for the husky voice of the woman. I'm not going to try and do a female voice, absolutely not. Okay. God needs them on. What I want begins with what I think I'm missing. You mean like sex, money and oxygen, in that order? Yeah, they only become important when you're not getting any. I want this, looking in the catalogue. I want that. I want what the other guy has, seeds of jealousy, a deadly sin. I want her, then I'll have him. I want what they have, they look so pretty, so happy. I want an easy life. I want him. He's with her. That's why I want him. More seeds, more jealousy. A deadlier sin than the first. I need food. I need food too. I need love. I need love too. I need respect. I need respect. I need shelter. I need a house in a good area, close to school, shops, seaside, second car, and do some holidays a year. We do want similar things. I know similar, but not the same. I need an easy life. I want you to have an easy life. I need a car. I need 20 pairs of shoes. No, you don't. Yes, I do. Men, you haven't a clue. I need you to understand what I want. I want you to understand what I need. I need you to hear what I'm saying. I need you to see what I see. You're different. So are you. You're really aggravating sometimes. You have your moments too. I need you to hear me. I need you to hear me. I need you. I need you. Do you hear me? I do.
Thank you, Richard. And now next we have Jack Healy, I think for the first time. Jack Healy.
Hi, my name's Jack. And I came to Cork, back to Cork. I'm originally from Cork. I left it when I was 10. I spent 20 years in Dublin. I came back here last year, about this time, to try and start a business and start a career. I was thinking of walking away from Cork at Christmas time, because things didn't really go as I saw, and I was tired. But I came back, I just said, no, I'm going to come back and let life take its twists, and 2013 has been going great. I came in here, I got to see the earthiness, I got to see the country boy myself in Dublin, I got to see the rebel, I found the romantic, and I found it here, and this is Cork, this is what I remembered as a child, so I really enjoyed coming back from Torvale. This poem is called Do It Anyway. People are unreasonable, illogical, self-centered. Love them anyway. If you do good, people will accuse you of selfish, ulterior motives. Do good anyway. If you are successful, you will win false friends and true enemies. Succeed anyway. The good you do today will be forgotten tomorrow. Do good anyway. Honesty and frankness make you vulnerable. Be honest and frank anyway. The biggest people with the biggest ideas can be shot down by the smallest people with the smallest minds. Think big anyway. People favor underdogs but follow only top dogs. Fight for the underdog anyway. What you spend years building may be destroyed overnight. Build anyway. People really need help, but may attack you if you help them. Help people anyway. Give the world the best you've got, and you'll get kicked in the teeth. Give the world the best you've got, and do it anyway.
Jack, and now back to her travels, Emily Davis Fletcher.
This is called Back, and it's partly inspired by Diego Rivera's untitled painting called Back of a New... Well, it's untitled Back of a New Woman, 1926. Her back finds me under a heap of saved and forgotten papers. It's strong enough to carry the week I stayed with you after the ambulance and guards turned around to take another job. Without asking, you gave me your daughter's room, the spare key, showed me your trick to light the stove without getting burned, tiptoed in the hall, lulling me to sleep late, offered me the first fruits from your tree for breakfast, passed the brandy to disguise advice, and drown any sorrow stowed in your voice. Jimmy the father had to go when he put down the baby to pick up his own bottle, and the best part about Jimmy number two is his house around the corner he can turn to when he wants to play God the fool. And then I went back, becoming a distant and polite neighbor again, meaning to drop in for a chat, but turning the other way, walking the horseshoe road to avoid being caught disappearing and the frantic dancing lace of your open window. A few times brave enough to wave, compliment the new color of your door, a jarring purple, or pet your cat stretched across my path like a jumpy bridge between us. I find her back gathers my thoughts, gives them shape and permanence, bends like paper, folded, keeping her story to herself, breaks my silence, my cycle of bad blood, offers no excuses about my mother, unashamed to wait blood-smeared and desperate, uninvited to doors for unknown women to answer with beds or couches, clean clothes, leftovers, until she went back and stayed dumb behind them, in line at the store or post office, afraid to find she was a fool in their eyes, or worse, deserving. I write nothing, read her back like an atlas brown by time and soiled hands, or a desert map made of the finest sand, smooth and joined with sweat, rolling millions into one still sun, or sheet of dazzling rain without holes of emptiness. See her hide where others seek, behind fallen hair like night, her soft sensitive fields, her fault lines, the weather she creates wrapped in her arms, beyond reach, yet she gives her back, trust the possibilities of her spine rising from shadow, like a secret weapon, a sheathed tongue, a root pushing through, a place for us to meet in a knot. I drop her back at your door to echo our hushed work, your study of light on my back, drawing out each sore color as the camera clicks like a dislocated jaw, chewing me over and up my spine, storing my coming bruises to memory, until curious I have to ask, before the camera is hidden, and you answer with an apple, in my hand, the flush firm skin curves away, from a hole, the flesh escapes, soft and dull, existing to disappear.
Next we have Rob Arcott.
What's the most popular kind of music in Ireland?
Hip hop.
Country and Western. Honestly, country and Western is the most popular music in Ireland. So friends of mine are running this alt-country night in the Raven on Wednesday nights, so they're looking for alt-country poets. So I guess for a poem to be country, it has to be kind of, this is my, well, I've got three or four actually, but I'm going to lay this one on you. The lovelorn lyricist lament. Articulate your word that it's over. I'll retreat, regroup, and meditate. Sometimes I feel like I've had the whole world for my lover as another relationship decays and disintegrates. I could cry out and say, I don't understand, but that would be a cover for the bit of the sneaky and underhand, the politics of rejection, games about power no more dreams of babies and wedding bands.
Thank you, Ralph, for that country and western touch. And next we'll move on to Mary O'Connell.
Thanks. This is a poem by Adrian Mitchell, and it's an animal who's speaking.
A male animal.
It's called Disguise. Every morning, after I shampoo my fur, I climb into my human skin costume and put on my human mask and human clothes. Then I go out into the human city and catch a human bus to work. As I sit at my computer, summoning up images of the financial world, none of my colleagues know that inside my human hand gloves are the brown and burly, sharp and curly paws of a grizzly bear. Yes, I am a bear in a cunning disguise, only passing as human, trying not to yield to temptation as I lumber past the sticky buns in the baker's shop, the honeycomb in the healthy shop. I am married to a human woman who knows my secret. We have a human daughter who is rather furry and has deep golden eyes and gentle horns. We call her Brunhilde. I took Brunhilde to a circus once. There was a performing bear riding a unicycle, juggling with flames, dancing to an accordion. I sat tight, thought she might be my mother. I sat tight while the inside of my human mask filled with the tears of a bear.
Thank you, Mary. And next we have Sandra McShane.
Song I wrote. I'm going to try and say it as a poem, but I'm going to break it down. I pulled the wings off a dragonfly. I don't know why. Well, I just wanted to try it. Well, I guess that means I'm evil. When I was five, well, hey, that's the way it is. A hawk flies up and swoops down on a little squirrel. He wasn't looking out. Well, that was just stupid. So he died, and hey, that's the way it is. And through an eye of a needle, the slinky walks, the little cotton feeling. When you talk in a riddle, it sounds strange, and hey, that's the way it is. I got a funny bone in my elbow, and when you hit it, I start to shake all over, way down as far as we go, hidden in the dark, because hey, well, that's where it is.
Thank you, Sandra. And next we have Eileen.
I'm very nervous up here, but anyway, this is called Pretty Pam. Do you know Pretty Pam? The one always clung to her man. She just had a baby with Dodgy Davy. Dodgy Davy is engaged to Silly Sue. I mean, she absolutely has no clue. They're to be married in a week. If his crazy secret does not leak. Do you know Dishy Dan? He is to be best man. He knows about Davy's double life. He is threatening to tell the almost wife. Do you know Braith and Brenda, the one now dating Edgy Enda? She thinks the sun shines out of Dan. She has no eyes for any other man. She is with the wrong brother. She desperately wants the other. She plans to hit the wedding in style. Oh, what she'd give to get Dan up the aisle. Dan is in love with silly Sue. He does not know what to do. Will he admit it all and come clean? That, my friends, remains to be seen. Will Dodgy Davy marry silly Sue? What about Pam and her baby too? What's the story with Dishy Dan? What is his overall plan? Will he change lives forever? Will he remain silent? No, never. I'm afraid I cannot tell. You choose. May you choose well.